And now a word about my mother, Beth. She is a wonderful mother and extraordinary in many ways. But one day, out of the blue, she declared she wanted a cat. She's 81 years old and hasn't had a pet in 15 years, but I happily toddled on over to the pet shop and adopted a cat. And yes, it happened. She immediately transformed into one of those kooky cat ladies. You know, having a cat is a gateway drug for buying cat art. This summer, the Star News sponsored a favorite pet contest where readers were to submit a pet photo to be published and readers were to cast votes with their dollars. It was an elimination process, and somehow that cat kept advancing week after week. It finally dawned on me that Mama was most certainly the one and only person voting for Cheesy. Cheesy is the cat, of course. I felt the need for a prank, which is my best quality and highest calling. On behalf of the newspaper, I called my mother and claimed that the one and only person voting for Cheesy had been passing bad checks, and therefore Cheesy would be immediately disqualified. Chop, chop, toot, sweet. My mother was indignant, claiming that she had never bounced a check in her whole life, but that was entirely beside the point. This same mother drives a standard four-door silver sedan with two political bumper stickers. Once she was parked at the mall, no doubt starting her cat art collection, and she noticed a business card tucked under her windshield wiper. The card was from a man working at the local Time Warner cable office with the words, "I'm stalking you," handwritten on the back. She didn't miss a beat and promptly called 911 from her jitterbug phone and triumphantly reports to the police that she is being stalked. The next day, the police and the Time Warner cable manager confront the alleged stalker at his office. Come to find out, J.C. Hearn has the exact same car and exact same bumper stickers as my mother, and his friend had left the card for J.C. as a prank. She was deflated to know that she was not the target. My mother will not pay full price for anything, ever. Getting a deal is her sport, and she is an Olympic champion. The higher the percentage off, the more she wants it, regardless if she needs it or even likes it. With this quality, she is an unintentional retro shopper. She will buy things that have been on the sales rack since gauchos and tube tops were in style. For Christmas, I fully anticipate receiving a pet rock and the greatest hits from Tony Orlando and Dawn. Once I stop by her house to check on her, remember she is 81 years old and, by the way, has never, especially recently, been employed as a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. When I arrived, she was upstairs completely undone. I asked what was the matter, and she said that while she was getting out of the bathtub, the painters walked in. Then she said, "Bet they don't do it again."